Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, as always. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Are you looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, September 19th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Biggle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
The BW Parkway heading to 295,
is a nightmare.
If you're there right now, is completely and utterly foobar. Stay a million miles away.
It's just parking lot?
Full-on parking
lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. Jason Bishop's here as well.
Yeah. Open line Thursday. Let's take 1,200 calls.
What happened?
I believe there was a police chase, and they had to shut down the entire ramp. Ooh. And there was like a crash near Eastern Avenue.
Ooh.
So as soon as I saw the brake lights, I threw on the Waze and realized I had to hop onto New York Avenue with all the other donkety donks.
Right.
Yeah. All lined up.
I thought you were taking the day off.
No, I did not take the day off.
Rolled in here about 5:50.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it works.
There's a lot going on. Yesterday I saw there was a tractor trailer or something overturned on 66 East. I don't know if you saw that.
There was
a house that got plowed into early this morning by a car on
Little
River Turnpike.
Can't drive. Yeah, one can drive.
Some jackass ran into like one of the overhead signs on 66 East, and they had to completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
66
that yesterday
in one direction. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I thought that was when the tractor trailer overturned.
I think those are two separate, might have been two separate incidents.
Oh, well, wow. There was definitely a trailer that turned over.
Yeah, I saw a video of that.
It was nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. Can't people just kind of chill, drive in their lane,
no.
And just get to work safely?
Not when you're fleeing from the cops,
yeah,
apparently, and shutting down 295. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to kind of
do
your own thing.
Is that going to affect you going home?
No, I'm heading out to Farish today, so I might have to tangle a little
bit. Oh, you're
going
out 66.
With 66.
You could always go a different way, though. You could always go back G-Dub.
Yeah,
get you to 495.
True. I could shake it up a little bit if need be.
Yeah. It's always kind of a nightmare right over here on the 395, the main avenue. You know, there's always a little congestion right there.
There's so much. There's just a confluence of so many different avenues and highways dumping into each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big mess.
But thank God. I thought about this the other day, and you could almost take calls on it, but we don't have to. But think about all of the inventions and everything with the internet and you know, how amazing that is. It's just changed our lives,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue that it's changed it more, but it's probably had as big an impact on my life as any is the
GPS?
GPS and maps.
Yeah, Google Maps, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't function in today's society without it.
Think about it.
I miss turns all the time.
How did we find places back in 1989?
We printed out directions.
Or asked people.
We had a map.
Or we had the ABC map or whatever it's called.
Think about
map.
How you take it for granted. I mean, I miss turns. I miss exits. Or I'm going places I don't know all the time. We all do it. We just put it in Waze or maps or whatever. And we get there. It's had probably the most significant impact of anything
It's massive.
Daily.
It's massive.
I mean, obviously we use our phones all the time, but
it's to the point where, like, if you miss a turn, you're like,
no big deal.
It's gonna route me where I need to go.
Recalculate. I might lose a couple minutes.
About it.
Yeah. But you know, 20 years ago, you'd be panicked.
It's an amazing invention.
Back in the early 90s, or more, you know, before that, late 80s, if you were driving around and you broke down, well, you're not calling someone on the cell phone. Hey, can you pick me up?
You're waving a white towel.
Yeah, you're waving a white towel. You got to find a way to get a tow truck. So you got to go to a payphone.
You hope somebody like stops. This is actually a good Samaritan.
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know.
How did we survive?
I mean, I guess you could all say it's obviously the phone has changed our lives more than anything. But the one function other than just like surfing the internet and having the information at your fingertips and all of that, that maps function has changed my life. I mean, I couldn't function in today's society.
Speaking of going back to like analog, I couldn't believe what I saw like two streets over from me when I was driving out towards Georgia Avenue this is like yesterday or the day before, a dog just hitchhiking. Thumb out.
Yeah.
Just stay away. I'm a stranger. Stop your car and let me get in.
Buyer beware.
While your daughter is riding with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm ever going to do that.
I told you my dad did that once.
Sure.
He had the kids in the car. He picked up a hitchhiker with the family in the car. My mom was screaming.
It's a very wackadoo move.
What are you doing?
Carl.
What are you doing? He was helping a person.
Yeah, it's just never going to happen. I'm sorry. If you're hitchhiking around me, you're just going to get my exhaust fumes. That's what you're going to get.
But you're right on the Google Maps. It's
right?
Just mad. Use it every day, pretty much.
Every day, all the time. Couldn't function.
I'll tell you what. I use it every day because when I pick up my car from Homewood Suites, I've got to Google Map my house because sometimes 110 around the Pentagon,
it's
completely backed up.
Right, sure.
So I got to find a way to get around that. Either do I take the GW Parkway, do I go 66? I mean,
well, and just think about new places that you go all the time that before you'd be worried for half an hour, an hour, trying to plot out how you're going to get there. Well, now no one worries. 100%. Just punch it in your direction.
The biggest circus is leaving Homewood Suites and trying to avoid construction. Good luck.
You can't.
Trying to avoid.
The construction here is a nightmare.
A street that has the temporary whatever.
Barricades
lined up, and then you have
the
world's biggest cement mixer coming your way, or something hauling like steel girders.
You have some 18-wheeler backing up right in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to get when you try to leave the area near Nats Park.
Yep.
Yeah, there's always something happening.
The best 100%. Way to leave, I'm discombobulated here, but I think I go back this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if you go back towards the new stuff, like where the McDonald's used to be, you're doomed.
That's the best way is towards Nats Park.
Towards Nats Park, and then
bang a U-E right at the Homewood Suites and get out on, I think that's M Street. That's the best way to get
out. Nine times out of ten, you can just take a left turn. Very first left turn. Nine times out of ten, in front of our building.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
You can. But there's
sometimes
always a crane.
There's always a crane.
There's always people. Like,
there's more in the last few months.
There's always an Uber driver like backing in somewhere, cutting you off.
You know I don't like people, right?
I know.
I don't like D.C.
I'm with you on that.
I can't stand the district.
I am in lockstep with you on that.
I don't like it at
all. All they do is try to squeeze you. For every last dime they can get.
I know.
Like, if they see your car parked for 5 minutes in a spot where it's not supposed to be parked, okay, part of that's on me. I should have parked there. They're going to come ticket you. Mm. They are vultures. They are bloodsuckers. They are vampires.
I hate it.
Cameras everywhere trying to snap your picture. Parking enforcement where they gouge people for like $50 million in a calendar year. It's the worst.
I parked in
D.C. You'd have to pay me so much money to live down here. You would have
I'm
to pay me
you.
Just to live in one of these condos. You'd have to pay me so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I would be miserable.
I hate the District of Columbia.
I'm with you.
Wow.
I had lunch in D.C. yesterday in 5 miles of Gallery.
Can't wait to telecommute.
JP, he doesn't understand us.
Yeah.
I had lunch.
He has no
disconnect.
Idea.
And it was impossible to find parking. But I did find one metered space. And, I used the app because, again, that's another great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it was like $4.50 for like 80 minutes or something. It was fine. Whatever. I came back, like, with 2 minutes to spare.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the guy in the car was hovering because he knew meter was going to expire in 2 minutes. And that ticket Nazi, he was waiting.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was there.
Do those guys get paid per ticket they write?
I don't think so, but I think they get sized to ticket
you. They just want to make lives miserable.
They want to have big numbers.
I think they get sized to ticket you.
Maybe they do. Maybe they get bonus.
If I don't have to come to D.C. for something, I'm not coming to D.C. I have to come to work.
Yeah,
Than that, don't come here.
I know.
Because it drives me kind of crazy.
Well, yesterday, I love day games. I just love day games.
You don't love day losses?
Well, again, and I'm surprised the Cubs or the Brewers didn't win because when you see the Nats up front lose, gives you a little extra motivation, right, to get a win. But they both lost. So you don't lose any ground. But I felt real bad for Max in the seventh. When Hale pulled him, he just looked so dejected after what happened.
I think
after,
he looked exhausted.
Well,
too.
No, that too. But he just looks dejected. He looked just like
he's not the same old Max.
He pitched really well. I mean, Soto loses the ball in the sun. I mean,
and
that's his bad luck.
Yeah,
maybe he should have been pulled after he threw 110 pitches.
He shouldn't have left him in
for Wieters, and Wieters hit the dong. But I just felt bad for Max. Now, at the end of the day, they don't lose any ground, and it's fine. I was actually encouraged by the way he pitched.
He pitched great.
Yeah. just he was probably left in for 20 pitches too long.
Well, I mean, Soto catches that ball, yeah. a routine fly ball.
Soto was wearing glasses, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lost it in the sun.
But that's just bad luck. But I just felt bad for Max.
Yeah.
When he was walking off the mound.
I just feel bad for my team that the bats, they're just getting cold at the glasses. Wrong time. And this is what's going to happen in the playoffs.
But it's because of what Rizzo said. They're facing better pitchers.
True.
They're facing better teams, and that's what's happening. True. They're losing series to the better teams.
I guess.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. I mean, no excuses.
I mean, Wainwright was really good yesterday.
Over the course of the season,
you're playing better teams, so you're losing more games.
I guess. I guess it's that simple. It sucks because I think they're good when they're on, but the bats aren't going. It doesn't matter what they get.
You watch. They're going to go down to Miami and pwn them three times.
I need to. Well, 11 games to go. Still the 1.5 game lead, by the way. Nationals race.
Minimum two.
Red October on the Fan presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland or online at PVIPVI.com today.
I don't know. Just wish they could be playing these teams when they're hot. And they're just not.
I mean, they had opportunities. They had guys.
They did.
In
they left
position.
A bunch of guys on base.
Kendrick's still hot.
He is. Yeah, I've seen more than one or two guys.
He hit into a DP though, didn't he? When guys first and second, I think.
I'll be honest with you. I fell asleep through a lot of the game.
Actually, no, I'm sorry.
Nap time.
Kendrick actually beat out the throw. That's right, because they reviewed it.
I had the game on the entire time, and I was in and out of sleep. But when Soto dropped the ball, I was wide awake for that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god. I told my wife, so you're not going to believe what just happened.
Who did Bob Henley send that got thrown out by a million miles?
Oh,
I can't remember.
That was
Robles.
Bad.
Yeah, that was not good. Robles. He was thrown out by like 15 feet.
Yeah.
That was not even close.
But you're right. I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games when you score one.
No.
But on the positive, you're still a game and a half up, and you go to play the worst team in the National League for three.
Yeah, I guess. I've just lost a little of my swagger.
You lost some of your vim and your vigor.
Yeah, just over the last 15 games, the bats have just been generally a lot colder. So
yeah.
Hopefully they get hot.
Marlins lose again last night.
All right, let's go to...
They lost again last night, the Marlins.
Did they?
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter.
I feel they've lost 24 of the last 32.
Peter and Burke. Peter, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Peter,
hey, good
what's
morning.
Up?
I was wondering... Do you think Davey Martinez messed up by leaving Rodney in the game on Saturday after he hit Culverson in the face? And that was like a horrific play.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
heard a former manager talk about it. He said there's no way I would have left him in after that. But some guys decide to keep him in there, keep their mojo up. I'm sure Rodney was affected. I tell you what, I said this yesterday. I couldn't believe Rodney threw a strike after that. My mind would have been spinning.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he was the next clearly... day, sure though. Didn't he? The next time he pitched pretty well.
Yeah.
What else, Peter?
Do you remember about like 5 years ago when the Red Sox and Braves both had a division lead like in September and
no,
they just...
I do not. How would I remember that?
Go ahead.
They just completely collapsed. I think the Braves are scuffing now a little bit too.
That's when
Papelbon
lost the game to the Orioles that blew the lead. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, hey, I've got a little quiz if you want. It's called the Whittycakes Quiz. So you can pick Bickle, Allville, Bishop, or Kraft, and I'll give you a little question if you're up for it.
Bickle or who? Bishop, Lurch, who?
Or Cakes.
Those
Cakes.
Your, okay. All right. All right. Go ahead. We'll go right, Cakes so, first. We'll go Cakes first.
Okay, Cakes first. Cakes has neither this Vikings QB that Evie doesn't care about, nor this injury-prone NBA center. What is it that Cakes has none
Kirk
of?
Kirk and DeMarcus, right. And Kirk has, exactly. Cakes has no cousins.
None.
Right.
Oh, my yes, God.
And all right, go, and go me, Papa.
Is Peter okay?
No, Peter.
Yeah.
He just thinks of the most obscure things. How does his brain work,
I
man?
Don't know.
He has like a real job. He's like a functioning human, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
He has got, does he have like a kid, too?
He has at least one kid.
Yeah.
You know, Valdez's Oscars music button has been getting some dust on it.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get dusted
off. Warming up. Go ahead. One more. I'm just curious.
So, one of Teresa's cooking specialties is this NBA sharpshooter.
One of Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry. She likes to cook Steph Curry.
She does like to cook curry sauce. Yeah.
That one made me laugh. You're recovering
right,
a little bit.
All right.
Peter.
One more.
And when EB shaves in the shower, he gets this former Giants wide receiver and Fleetwood Mac singer.
Knicks. He gets Knicks. So many Stevies and a Hebes. You're getting better.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, have a good one.
See you in Burke on the Glory Days tour.
Opening up the calls on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can jump in on the Nats, who did lose yesterday but didn't lose any ground. Still have a 1.5-game lead in the wild card over the Cubs and the Brewers, who both lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up later in the show, Roy Firestone's going to join us. Has a book called That's What I'm Talking About, with some of his favorite stories over 40 years. He, of course, was a mainstay on ESPN for years, interview show. Dave Richard will join us at 8 to talk some fantasy football. You do have a Thursday night affair, scintillating Titans-Jags matchup.
I mean, that's going to be.
You know what?
Put you straight to bed.
Throw a little cash on it.
That makes it.
Why don't you take the Titans and lay the 1.5? Just do it. Cakes.
I don't know.
By the way,
Cakes, I like that bet.
Cakes, you'll be happy to know that we hit two more win totals last night.
It's very good.
We hit the Marlins under and the Orioles under. We are now 7-0.
Nice.
On win totals.
But your biggest bet was on the Nats.
One more loss for the Phillies, which we'll get, obviously.
Yeah.
There's no chance they're going 11-0 to close the year.
Yeah.
Then we win that, we'll be 8-0. But the biggest bet is 165. We should have bet 5,000 on each of them. Is the Nats over? They need 6 wins. They need
to go 6-5. The Nats, but win the others.
Plus, yeah, we're still plus money, but
not as much.
We'll be up like 350 each if we win the Nats.
Right. That's impressive. I got to tell you.
Yep.
Also on the show today, Kevin's going to join us. He usually joins us on Fridays, our movie reviewer. He, I don't know. He's interviewing somebody tomorrow. He's not available. I did see him interview Brad Pitt recently. So
yep.
We'll talk to Kevin at 9 o'clock. And Vince Van Patten's going to join us.
Vince has been on the show before.
Has
promoting
he?
The
Post
WPT.
The World Poker Tour?
Yeah, he's promoted mm-hmm. the WPT. Yeah. But he's also, I guess, when did that movie come out?
I think his movie's coming out soon. It might be this
comes
tomorrow.
Out this
tomorrow.
Weekend, Drabby.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
7 Days to Vegas is the name of the movie.
Rick right. said he could right. do that, by the way.
Say again.
Or that he would take that bet.
I would take the bet in a heartbeat to walk from, depending on the
through
money.
The desert.
If the money was right, yes, I would take the bet.
So you get a support staff and everything. Yeah, how much was the bet
I
for?
Would.
Was it for 100K or was it?
You know what? I'm not sure yet.
You know what's not that hard, Drab? Walking.
Oh, yeah? You could walk to Raleigh?
It's not that hard to walk.
Could you walk to Raleigh?
To Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yeah.
If the conditions
in seven
are
days.
Right,
in seven
yes.
days. Do you think the conditions
put
are right?
Put up the money.
In the desert?
So have somebody put up the money.
Summer.
Have somebody put up the money.
It'd be a good
and I will walk to Raleigh. I'll start walking right
and Cakes
freaking
would do it for some
now.
Terrible
palms.
Get
yeah,
a sponsor.
He'll do it for some terrible fee, too.
Let's find yeah.
He'd probably do it for about 5,000.
He laid in a coffin for 1,500.
That was when I was young and dumber than I am now.
Yeah.
If you find a sponsor, I will start walking.
Facers.
Right effing now.
You know how much I hate walking? I'm not sure you could pay me anything to walk. Like
how
any
long
distance.
Would it take to walk to Raleigh?
I have no idea.
A couple weeks?
It takes
why Raleigh? Why did we pick Raleigh?
That's the same distance between Vegas and LA.
Yeah. Here I looked
Raleigh.
It up last night, yeah.
It was how many miles is it? 270?
Or something?
Oh, so probably take what?
What about just walk to Sup
probably
Dogs?
Take a week.
Call Thomas Mooney. If he wants to bankroll it, I'll start walking right now.
How much would you do it for, like 25K?
I have to do a cost-benefit analysis here.
And you pretty much have to do 40 miles a day.
That's fine. 25. I think 25K gets the conversation started.
He would do that?
Oh, yeah, man. It definitely gets the conversation started.
It'd be
started.
Nice to have 25K, but it's not going to change your
now,
life.
I would need somebody to
why would he do
map
that?
Out
I don't
my route.
I don't even know why we're talking about it because it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
I know. But I'm so dumb.
I just... I disrespect walking.
Actually, you know what?
I hate walking.
I think you could do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I just did the math on it. It's if you could actually stay at hotels and sleep, right?
Well, yeah, sure. Of course, you just do whatever you do, whatever you need to do.
You just got to do 12 hours of walking, 3 miles per hour.
That's no problem.
That's so easy.
It's torturous.
3 miles.
I walk for about 20 minutes a day. The rest of the time, I'm laying on my ass.
Listen to some music.
just get me like 3 or 4 pairs of Brooks.
Right. You're not blistered. Your feet are gonna
be. And a hat and some sunscreen, and I'm good.
Oh, these guys sleep on it. You guys don't walk that much. You do a lot more sitting than walking.
Man, I ran 4 miles yesterday.
Yeah, but okay, that was like 20, in a half hour, 45, whatever it is. And the rest of the day, you're sitting on your ass.
I understand that, but I didn't have any monetary incentive. He's saying there's a big monetary incentive.
No, I think it's brutal.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, I think it's pretty.
I don't even think I would stand for 12 hours a day. I wouldn't even stand right here for 12 hours a day.
Well, I mean, that'd be tougher if you're stationary. At least if you're walking, you're moving, you're doing something.
Now, is he the Van Patten? Was he on 8 is Enough?
His dad was on it.
I know, but I think at least one of the kids. He wasn't
100%.
He wasn't Salami, was he?
I can't remember the character.
White Shadow.
It's been 30 years
since
I've watched.
Who played Salami? I mean, it was definitely a Van Patten.
He used to play on the ATP Tour, actually. He was a good enough tennis player. He played professional tennis.
Now I just watched flops with my man Mike Sexton on WPT. Valdezzi?
I think the kid who played Van Patten or Salami was Timothy Van Patten.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Gotcha.
He actually got to the third round of the U.S. Open.
That's impressive.
That's pretty good. You got that on your resume.
Pretty good. That's amazing.
Right?
That's great.
So sick.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. We open up talking about the Nats, who did lose yesterday. Max Scherzer on the mound.
I'm feeling bad about my Nats.
Let's go to Elon.
Elon calling from Oklahoma, probably listening on the radio.com app. I would have to guess.
Let's hope. Elon, what's up, buddy?
You got that right, Cake. The radio.com app is my life.
There you go.
Nice.
I've been streaming you guys since I moved out of the area. I think I picked my job just so I could listen to you guys and not be interrupted during work.
We appreciate
to hear that. Very cool. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just driving. I'm on probably the last leg of a drive out to my best friend's wedding in New Mexico, driving out from upstate New York. So you guys are keeping me awake right now.
God. How long is that drive?
Drove from upstate New York to New Mexico?
Why don't you get a plane ticket?
Well, so originally my other best friend who lives upstate with me was supposed to make the drive out, and we're going to make a fun little road trip out of it, probably take our time coming back and explore the Midwest. We haven't really been out this way too much. And he bailed on the last second. So instead of buying, you know, some standby flight and, you know, pay through that, on all that, I figured I'll just make the drive myself.
Oh,
that's miserable.
So what did you want to chat about?
Dude, he just wants to kill time. He doesn't care.
Yeah. He's talking to the Badlands of New Mexico.
Really, I was calling the show behind the show boys because I remember them teasing that they were going to do a separate podcast with some extra content.
Clamoring for the Matt and Matt podcast.
Talk.
Drabby.
This is a plant call, by the way.
You guys planted
it? No. I just can't get enough. You know, I mean, I listen to your podcast after I've listened to the show. I just need more.
He needs more
content.
He wants Matt. Are you guys going to hook him with more content?
Is he going to pay a premium for our content?
That's a very good question, Valdez. No.
I've been waiting for the junkies to do their pay for podcasts, and I think in my head, like, what's my price on that? I don't know if there's a price on the 40 boys.
You guys
got to talk to your agent.
Like, he'd pay anything, it sounds
you'd
like.
You'd pay anything?
Within reason.
That's the problem. We don't want to roll it out, and then it'd be a big dud, and it'd be very little, and then we're on the hook to do it. That's the problem.
I think you guys got the listeners out there. I mean, you're still on the radio after how many years without talking about your lives? You know, I think you'll be all right.
Hey, what's the worst part of the drive? What's the worst stretch?
Well, so out here, the highways are 70 and 75 miles per hour, and no one wants to drive that speed. They're all going 65 like we're back on the East Coast. I don't get it. Let's get moving.
That would drive me insane.
They should be going like 85.
Right, but what state? What state is the worst?
Actually, Ohio was bad. I just think people just were not paying attention. But that was like rush hour traffic when I was moving to Ohio.
All right, so how long? Did you say how long the drive is?
It's 30 hours of driving.
Oh, my God.
I drive a lot for work, so it's not a big issue.
You're used to it. All right. Well, God bless you, man. I don't know. Maybe you call after the show. Matt and Matt will give you a little private show or something. I don't know.
Private show.
Yeah. Right, thanks,
like it's the Red Light District.
Yeah, we'll put you on speakerphone and do some shtick for you.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Later.
Be safe, buddy.
On a different note, and we're still a few weeks away from NBA training camp start. Can you believe Isaiah Thomas is out already for 6 days?
Yes. I saw that.
He's injury prone.
I just shook my head.
Yeah, he's Darius Geis.
That figures.
It's very believable.
This one was a thumb.
It doesn't matter. It's very believable that he's injured.
Yeah.
It's not really shocking.
Kind of looking forward to Isaiah Thomas. I don't know.
Let's see what he's got.
Exciting player. Root
see
for
what
him.
He's got. Do you like watching short guys in suits on the sideline? Because that's what you're gonna. That's what you're gonna be looking forward to.
Now, so who will be the starting point guard then?
I don't.
They don't have Sato.
I have to reequate myself with the roster. I don't even know who's on
anymore. Might have to go out and make another
signing.
Can't
remember who's on the depth chart.
By the way, Vince Van Patten reached a high of 26 in the world in singles.
It's legit.
Dude, 26 in the world. He was in the reached the third round of Wimbledon, and he reached the third round of the U.S. Open twice. That's pretty sick.
He's a baller.
He was 26 in the world.
I wonder if he still plays.
I'm sure he does.
Let's see. According
Ish Smith.
To, Ish Smith. Yeah, Ish Smith would be
another
your starting
point
guard.
Another
small guy. A dud.
So your starting five would be Ish Smith, Bradley, Bertans, Thomas Bryant, and Troy Brown.
I think C.J. Miles will start at small forward.
Yeah, maybe. And then
that sounds
you got Schofield
putrid.
Coming. You got Rui coming off the bench.
That sounds putrid.
And then who knows about the backup.
You think you're going to bring Rui off the bench? Might as well start him.
No, they're going to start Rui.
They might.
Let's go to Larry, Pennsylvania. Larry, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks. How are you?
I'm an Orioles fan, and I watch the Nats sometimes also on Mazden. On TV and
come on, pal, pick it up here, buddy.
Old.
They have a Carl Yastrzemski's grandson played in the minors for 3 years.
Right.
All of a sudden, he's playing for a San Francisco Giants.
Right, hitting bombs.
I'm just wondering if they traded him or put him on waivers.
Yeah, I believe they traded him to the Giants.
Okay, I didn't hear nothing. I didn't know.
Why didn't you Google it?
Let's see.
He knows what Google is.
You know what Google is. Come on, Larry.
You wouldn't Google something yesterday when cakes
took
you.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty old, and I don't have a computer, so.
I knew you were old already.
How old
Larry?
Are you, like 90?
How old are you, Larry? Be honest.
69.
All right, hold on. Do you have
69.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
You do? What, do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just
got a tablet like Moses?
I don't know how to use it. Nobody wants to take in time to teach an old guy.
So hold on. So
you have
bad. You know, ask. Like, you should ask Siri. Ask Siri.
Yeah. Why don't you just ask? Do you know how to ask Siri?
I'll ask my grandson. He can help me because.
All right. Do you have your iPhone? Let's teach him right now. Do you have your iPhone handy? Is it right?
I don't know. I don't think he knows what an iPhone is.
Do you know what an iPhone is?
Now I'm talking on one right now.
He's talking on it.
What brand of phone do you own? Do you know the brand of phone?
Just bear with us.
Says HTC on the bottom
HTC,
of it.
HTC, okay, so he's an Android guy. All right, so he doesn't have, hold on,
this is
Siri.
A great commercial for Android.
All right, hold on, he doesn't have Siri.
Team Android, too.
So what does he have?
Does his
he have,
font's you could so just say big Google, on his phone.
What is the Google thing? You say, okay, Google, right? Why don't you, you think he has
I don't
Google?
Know if it'll work while he's on the phone, though.
Yeah, damn it. We got to teach him how to use the okay Google
Get him an
feature.
Alexa.
Yeah, that'll never work.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
So, Larry, you were a fan of Carl Yastrzemski's grandson when he was in the minors?
Oh, he's a fan of Carl Yastrzemski.
Yeah, well, I've been an Orioles fan since 1955, and I just, you know. And,
I think they blew your
guy, Valdez.
Didn't they
I know,
give up,
I
like,
know.
Six runs in the ninth inning?
Yeah, against the Jays.
Larry, how do you get news during the day? What do you like, watch the news or something? Old school?
Old school.
Yeah, I watch it.
That's what I do.
I don't. Huh?
I usually have.
He watches Edward R. Murrow.
He watches Walter.
Do you get? Do you still get a newspaper delivered to your house?
Yes,
you do.
The York Dispatch.
That's a nubs paper.
Hey, how is he even listening? He lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. How do you listen to the show, Larry?
I'm on Masden, MASN.
NBC Sports Network. Oh, so you watch us on TV?
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, we're reaching people.
Yeah, well, we're reaching Larry somehow. And Larry is off the grid. So I don't know how
we might need to put the logo a little bit bigger, Doug. Might need to make the logo a little bigger.
I like Larry.
Okay, I don't want to hold you guys up.
No,
you're not. You're not, Larry. Larry, are you married?
Yeah.
When was the last time you hit the skins?
What's that?
Never mind.
When's the last time you had relations with your lovely wife?
I want to know what it's like when I get 69.
Yeah. Well, I'm retired, and she's still working. She's 5 years younger than I am.
Oh, that's good. So she might still be interested, right?
Yeah.
Are you? Are you still interested?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How often does that occur at 69?
Once a week.
What's a week?
A week.
He's my guy from Blue
Pony, you, Valdez.
BlueChew.com. Check it out, Larry.
He's probably taking them.
Yeah, he might.
Do you use any enhancements?
No.
You're all natural, aren't you, brother?
He's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. But you know what? If he doesn't have a computer and he doesn't really use his phone, you're missing out on sort of the greatest revolution in adult entertainment.
He probably has a stack of Playboys 3 feet high.
Yo, what do you
nudie magazine?
What do you use when you're by yourself? Because you don't use the internet for that.
No.
All right, I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm tired of it. I'm gonna fall asleep.
I like.
I just
Larry.
Saw maybe. Yeah, I just saw this on. I just saw it. I was watching. Just yes. watching some early morning TV, and I just.
God bless you,
man. You don't get Larry horny, Earl Weaver.
Come on, Jason. Hold on. He's trying
Orioles.
To hang up on him.
I'm trying to think.
You messed
this
up. No, you did the wrong thing. You did. You locked him in.
All right.
Yeah, now Larry's with us the whole show.
All right, Larry. Larry's Larry Sheets.
All right, Larry, I'm going to let you go because Jason's getting uptight.
Yeah, see you later, Larry.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Call in again, please.
That's Larry.
Hey. Talk to him about Johnny Oates.
Dude,
Johnny Oates. You talk to him about some guys from the 50s.
Yeah, Rudy since 1955.
Hey, Adam, he's hitting skins once a week.
That's gross.
You're hitting it zippy. Did you guys see the headshot that Adam put on,
the
internet? Yeah. A ton of comments.
Oh, I bet he did.
You got a ton of comments. We can get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7:20, the great Roy Firestone will join us. Has a book called That's What I'm Talking About. He's basically interviewed everybody who's huge in the world of sports over the course of 40 years. Dave Richard will join us at 8 to talk some fantasy football. One of my teams is on life support. I mean, you start off 0-2. It's just a major
hard
hole
to come back from.
Trouble. Yep. I kind of like my team. I got Sony Michel and Bradley Chubb. They've been kind of, I mean, not Bradley Chubb. Nick Chubb. He's been disappointing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You tweak it.
Two RBs.
You're not 11 weeks away from the playoffs. You need to start getting racking up
this?
Some dubs.
It's a must win this week for you.
Must win.
It's a must win.
Who's your quarterback? Who's your dubs quarterback?
Let's see. I got two teams.
And, you know, if you can't think of it, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You should know that like that right off the top of your head.
I should.
You should be like Matt Ryan.
It's some. So it's
be Lamar Jackson.
You know. You know what it is? Lamar Jackson.
You should be in the mix.
How are you losing games with Lamar Jackson?
Should be in the mix.
I mean, what's happening over there?
I just told you my other guys aren't doing much. I
mean, he should be carrying you to victory every single week.
I think last week we also faced the Patriots defense that put up like 35 points.
I'm terrified of facing the Cowboys defense this week because they draw the Miami Dolphins.
I know.
I just need the Dolphins to score 7 or 10 points.
I mean, I think this
team's
decent.
I'm not asking for anything too crazy.
Would you play over 10 points for the Dolphins?
No.
No,
I don't think you can.
I don't
do
think
that.
They can get to 10.
Is this a terrible team? So I start Lamar Jackson,
yep.
Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Robert Woods and Adam Thielen at wide receiver, Travis Kelce at tight end.
Yeah.
And then who cares about the kicker?
Well, see,
the
your problem is the fact that the Vikings, all they do is run the ball at this point. So that kind of mitigates
Thielen. Thielen has one touchdown.
And Sony Michel. I mean, you've got a Patriots running back. Those guys can never be trusted.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have four other running backs, and they're all basically the same. Matt Breida, Duke Johnson, Devin Singletary, and the donk from the Rams who put up two touchdowns in week one.
Malcolm Brown.
I would start Breida over Michelle at this point.
A lot of questions for Dave Richard when he comes on later. Lots.
But you are in a must-win situation, my friend.
I am.
That's what you got
to
do.
By the way, I have to give a shout out to Melissa Millay, our friend from Channel 4. I guess she called me out on that cake it like a kid thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I have seen it.
Instead of the ice bucket thing, you smash it like a cupcake in your face. Or
Oh, you did that?
No, I guess she called me out on it, so I guess I have to do it.
Oh, so she's pressuring you to do it.
Yes.
So what exactly do you have to do?
Why is she only doing it for you?
She called out like six people.
Oh.
Okay. I was one of them.
It's a fundraiser where you smash a cake in your face and people hopefully give
cash. I'll call some of you donks out and look, if you guys do it, you do it. It's up to you.
Right.
If you want to turn your back on kids with cancer, that's fine. It's on you. I don't know. I guess from what I've seen a couple of the videos, seems like people are just taking little cupcakes and smushing it in their face.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do that.
You should go big. Just get a big sheet cake. Just smash it right in your face.
Why don't you go big and do it when I call you out?
Yeah, I probably won't.
Yeah.
But, so you wanted to make fun of
watch out for
By
that.
By the way, I got to give a shout out to our good friends at Grooming Lounge.
Yeah.
Went over there and got a little fresh cut. And then right next door to Grooming Lounge is what?
Andy's Pizza.
Went over there.
That's a nice double
dip. Before my appointment at Grooming Lounge, I sat there at Andy's Pizza, had a slice, put a little Mike's Hot Honey on it.
Right.
And it was just yummy.
It's delicious.
Oh, so good.
They brought us food, what was it, last week?
Yeah, I know.
It was very good.
They should bring it more often.
They probably
So you wanted
should.
To make fun of AWOD's picture? I might be in the minority here. I thought
you
it
didn't
looked fine.
See it just looked like a big dork. I don't know. It was fine. It was a professional picture. I don't know what it's for. Was it for Podcast Village or something? Is that what it was
why
for?
Why are you getting a headshot?
Yeah, they had new photos they needed to take for clients, and so they needed a model. And I stepped up to the plate. And I felt very good about it. I mean, I was posing. I kind of tried to pump my shoulders up and get my chin, like a good chin.
A good chin, right.
Good double chin.
Do you think you succeeded?
I feel like it was my best pick in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
So you put it out there and then, you know.
Trav's skeptical.
I pled the fifth. Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, it means you don't want to speak.
Yeah, but why?
Plead a fifth is like if you know you're guilty, you plead the fifth and you plead the fifth.
He doesn't know.
Have you ever heard this word in your life? Incriminate?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Incriminate is if there's evidence that's found against you to incriminate you. If you're a criminal.
Such a funny kid.
Can I not use the word in the definition?
Yeah. That's the picture. So it's up on NBC Sports Washington there for a second if you want to see. I mean, look, it looks fine. Somebody said it looks like a poster boy for like a virgin. Like, you know.
A virgin.
There's a million comments. Dravy,
there's a million tilting things about it. The shirt is driving me crazy.
So you wore a purple heart shirt. That just happened to be what you were wearing that
just
day?
Just happened to be what I was wearing.
Are you bitter because he buttoned it all the way to
no
the top?
No one likes that he buttoned it all the way up
Who
to
are
the
you,
top.
Bubba Watson?
Yeah. I thought it was professional.
Did they turn you to the side like that, or you did that on your own?
That was all me.
That was all you?
About 15 takes, I thought
You
that
realized
was
you need to turn a little bit?
Yeah, turn a little Do, bit. And
can, yeah. we, can we talk about how unoriginal Adam is and how attention-seeking? He's doing this for.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's definitely attention seeking. Because he could have done a headshot
no,
and not
it's
posted
a,
it.
It's a straight copycat of when Drab tweeted the picture of me that I sent him, and I said, roast me. This is his version of roast me.
Oh, is that
me.
What this is?
He's so jealous of the fact that Drab is tweeting shirtless pictures of me and getting comments.
He wants the AD.
It blew up, and he wants his own. He
is
wants
that
his
what
own
this
roast
is?
Me.
You want,
it's
you
a
wanted,
good working theory.
You want
that's,
a jerk.
That's not true at all. Valdez thinks it's all about him. This was all about our conversation yesterday on the air and how.
What conversation?
Yeah, what conversation?
Just EB and the. I'm telling
how
you.
How he likes you more
yeah,
than everybody
exactly.
else.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. so that's why I felt good about this picture and I wanted to see what my mentor thought, my life coach.
Yeah. So, and then when you saw the comments, though, did it. tear you down?
Well,
or
did
no?
you think he was going to say anything good about it?
I didn't say anything. I pled the fifth.
I didn't think he was going to plea the fifth.
Yeah.
But
what do you want me to say? I think you look like a big giant nerd.
Well, that's what I wanted you to say.
Pleading the fifth means you hate the picture.
Well,
you
have kind
nothing
of.
Good, you have nothing good to say about
kind
it.
Kind of. So I just kept my mouth shut. But I knew that if I retweeted it, he'd get plenty of comments.
All right. There was on my post, there were about 75 comments. And
how many were positive?
About three.
Right.
A few AWOD Army fans out there.
Like three?
Yep.
Right.
Hey, tonight starts this weekend.
Thursday night?
Oh, yeah. I already have plans to go out to Pamplona.
I bet you do.
Trying out their new fall menu. Which means
sure
I will be
are.
Stuffing everything into my mouth.
I take blame.
How could
for...
you stuff more? What, Drav?
I take blame for some of this because I begged him to shave his beard because.
Why? He doesn't look. He looked better
so
with the beard.
Unkempt.
Yeah.
I know. I realize it the day he walked
it's a mistake.
In here. And yeah. He looked like
his face has gotten so
he needs
round.
That beard. Yeah.
Do you have a picture from we I know they're somewhere
I'm
out
in the
there.
Minority here. I think he looks better without the beard.
Oh, I don't.
No, maybe for a job or something, but like in terms of just like being looking like a regular human, he doesn't. It's not good.
As far as enticing a woman out there?
Yeah, it's not good. He looks like a baby-faced like
the
looks
beard
like
wasn't in, working. Nothing's working for that. That's the personality getting in the way in his drinking.
His drinking definitely gets in the way. But don't you?
I think the drinking's actually helping me get closer.
You think it enhances
oh, for
your
sure.
chances?
It enhances my personality for sure.
Are you going to have the over under on
here they come.
The over under on drinks tonight? Beers Ooh. Plus cocktails plus
oh,
shots.
A dozen.
I was going to set it at 7.5.
Oh, over.
Way over.
Way over.
On a Thursday night?
Oh, way over.
Yeah.
Do you have more than 8 drinks on a Thursday night usually?
Are we including shots, right? Shots.
Everything.
That's a drink, dummy, yeah.
I will, well, I'm going, to, it's Chuck Lee, I'll have at least 3 shots.
Okay.
And then I'll probably have
but
a
you
hammer.
But you got to be here tomorrow. Yeah. You got to be here tomorrow by 5:30.
And he'll pregame. It's not like he's just showing up Pamplona.
Lurch, I'm so good at this job, I could show up hammered and edit videos in my sleep.
What have you done so far on today's job? The first hour of your 4 hours.
EPL results.
We're behind the scenes working on a silly film breakdown for week 2 with Pete Medhurst.
Good.
I know he ricked blue shorts yesterday when he was trying to stake claim into the growing YouTube page. Yeah, I know it pissed blue shorts off because Adam does these videos and they get like 130 views,
right?
And then he's claiming he's shooting up the subscribers on the YouTube page.
So reason why the YouTube page is getting more hits then?
They just put all kinds of stuff on there.
It's linked to the articles that are up on the FanDC.com.
It's not just Adam's videos.
Who thinks videos are up there? They're all my videos.
They go up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, but is the YouTube page getting increased hits, or is it the website that's getting increased hits?
The website's doing very well.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but we also got a monthly email from the graphics lady who keeps saying that AWOD is growing the hell out of the YouTube page. I have email evidence of this.
All right, read me the email. I'd love to hear
the email. He's got an email from the lady.
The lady. The graphics lady. That's her Gmail. graphicslady@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's her job title here at Entercom.
Right.
That's where her business card says graphics lady.
I don't know. It's just funny. I don't think that he was trying to steal Valdez's bit and get his picture out there and get roasted and that would be his sort of moment in the sun. I don't know. I actually think he thought he was going to get good comments.
I think he didn't care if he gets good comments or bad comments. He is, like Rom, an attention dollar-seeking guy, so it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative.
It's true.
He just wants it.
It's true, but one thing you do, I think you don't... Everybody likes a little attention. Everybody does, for the most part. So, I give him a pass. Give him a pass.
I'm struggling to find this
email. If you get a headshot, you're going to post it? I wouldn't.
I got a headshot, would I post it? I might. I don't know. I don't think I've really ever had a headshot. I think
sure,
I took one of myself. I took one of myself once. I think I posted.
You have headshots that were done at the station for promotional stuff.
Yeah.
They use them all the time.
Yep.
Well, they're
I think you were wearing a hoodie. No, they're individual ones.
Yeah.
You're wearing a hoodie and a red hat.
Don't even remember that.
Right.
It's from a few years back.
I'll put it this way, I never went that out.
All right, coming up next, we're going to hit the Scans Dude every morning at 7 o'clock right here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.